That the Spirit
with Peter Lynam. with Peter Lynam.
Yes, hello, how are you there?
Good afternoon, Peter, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Perfect, John's well as well, I'm well. So that's...
We're all well.
That's good, actually.
Aside from Donald Trump. What's he been up to, Peter Lynam?
Is Donald Trump well?
What kind of unwell is Donald Trump? That's the real question.
Yes, that's right. So the latest story of the Trump saga has been his ridiculing of Jews for voting Democrat. And this has really awakened a storm in the States, in the United States, because Jews historically have always strongly voted Democratic.
Right. Okay.
But Trump has, in his foreign policy, been significantly pro-Israel, moving the capital, recognizing and moving the embassy to Jerusalem, which is an occupied territory, and so therefore states have generally avoided going to Jerusalem before now. Trump has most recently been patriotically opposed to Palestine and to the concerns of the Palestinians, which under Obama was in fact quite a strong feature of US policy. So to say that, as he did say, that the American Jews are stupid or disloyal in voting Democrat is rather extraordinary language.
How irresponsible is that for a president to say things like that? Shouldn't, I mean, in an ideal democracy, shouldn't people just be able to vote for whoever they want without getting ridiculed?
Yes, indeed. They certainly should be. Trump's argument is this, that he's the one who's standing up for Israel, and that most recently the Democratic Palestinian... have we talked? I think we may have talked about the two Muslim congresswomen who expressed strong pro-Palestinian sympathy.
Yes.
So, you see, it's because he most recently, 2 weeks ago, stopped them coming, told the Israel government to ban them from being allowed to visit Palestine. I think this is spurred the latest reaction, that his attitude is, look, he's doing everything he can to protect Israel against disloyal, and remember, he's accused the Democratic congresswoman of being, they should be sent back to their own countries. So that's why he thinks that it's unspeakable for Jews to vote Democratic at the present time.
What percentage of the US population are the Jewish?
Oh, it's a small proportion of the total population, but in New York, it's a very significant group of people, about 5 million people. And there are in fact more Jews living in the USA than are living in Israel. And a lot of Jews living in the USA feel a bit ambivalent about Israel anyway. You know, they tend to dislike Netanyahu's extremist policies. They have little sympathy in general with the kind of overblown policy of Netanyahu and the way in which he provokes opposition from the Arab states around.
But just getting back to like what a president should and shouldn't be saying, like especially in the terms of like, I just feel, is there some kind of code of conduct that they're held accountable to it at all? It just feels like he can kind of just say whatever he wants. Is there no, like rules of war when it comes to being a president talking?
Yeah. This is not presidential talk. So, I mean, especially the phrase disloyal. Stupid, well, you can call anybody stupid, I suppose. But disloyal is implying that they're not proper citizens of the U.S. And you see, this comes very close to anti-Jewish statements. And so for the Jews especially, this is a very sensitive subject indeed.
What's the underlying tactic here from Trump? Is some kind of divide and conquer situation going on? Or
yes, I'm sure that that's his logic. Mm. That if you don't support me, you know, he'll disrupt this community. But what he has clearly forgotten about, and of course he forgets about a lot of things, is the history of Jews being marginalized in societies, and that to be the basis that provokes anti-Semitic behavior.
Right.
And this is why there's been a very, very strong reaction from Jews who are kind of ultra-sensitive to anything that marginalizes them from a society, and for whom Jewishness and belonging to Israel is a kind of that the two are mixed up together, but they're not the same thing.
Okay.
And that's the messy part of it.
This is not the sort of thing that I can imagine Donald Trump would apologize for or back down on.
No, at all. I think he'll be, as usual, he'll simply go into another swathe of texts in which he, and tweets in which he makes absurd comments and belittles the people he doesn't like.
Mm.
And you see, his pro-Israel policy is not actually meant for the Jews anyway. It was meant to appease the evangelical Christians, who tend to be very pro-Israel. And this is an interesting indication of how a policy that's delivered can appease one group at the price of another group.
Mm.
The very same policy. Very intriguing.
Do you think any of his policy, he would be trying to appeal to the incredibly wealthy side of the Jewish community, or the powerful people within the Jewish community?
Yeah, well, there are obviously some Jews that have voted for Trump, and Trump with his, I'm sure, you know, Trump Tower has probably plenty of Jewish neighbours around, and there will be some that
he's very New York, you know.
So. But he's very much a New York businessman figure. Mm. So he must come and go within the Jewish community to some degree. But as I say, his policy bearing of being pro-Israel was served up specifically to pick up. A lot of evangelical Christians have believed ever since the Balfour Declaration in 1918 that it's a Christian mandate to support the Jewish homeland. So I think that's the policy that he's working off, you see.
Donald Trump sucks, basically.
Yes, but we can't dismiss this because, you know, as increasingly people are recognizing, he's flourishing in a world which is increasingly open to this ultra-nationalistic policy.
The world's a little bit sucks as well, to be honest.
Yes, that's right.
That's not us, though. Not us three. We're all right.
Hey, Peter Lynham, thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat to us here on BFM on a Monday afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
We will look forward to speaking with you same time, same place next week.
Excellent.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.